direct from Las Vegas. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2019. Brought to you by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, back on the floor here in Las Vegas, and I so happen to catch up with a booth that's not too far away from the AT Guys booth, but very, very, very much interesting in title because, well, two blind brothers. Got to find out the story behind this. Was it a really long decision on what you were going to call your company?
Sadly, it was. We went through about six or seven name ideas, and then one day, and I hate to do this, give Brad credit, my brother, for anything, but he said two blind brothers because that's what we had been called our entire lives. Oh, it's the two blind brothers. And so we decided on it as soon as we heard it. It stuck in our heads and we had to go with it.
Yeah, you know, there's some good recognition with that, like Three Brothers Bakery or something like that. People have a tendency to like family organizations, and that just kind of has it right out there.
Yeah, and it's right on the nose for us. We are literally two blind brothers.
Yeah. Cool. So how long have you been doing this, man?
We have been running a little over 3 years now. We launched May 19th of 2016.
Okay. And what kind of products do you bring to the table?
So Two Blind Brothers is a cause-driven clothing company. We make, and I might be a little biased here, the single softest garments on the planet.
Oh.
And anything that you can think of in a casual nature. So Henley shirts, crew necks, V-necks, polos, hoodies for men and women. We make socks, we make shorts, we make lounge pants. Basically anything when you want to sit back and be as comfortable as humanly possible, you come through Two Blind Brothers and always know that 100% of our profits are going back to retinal research to cure blindness, and we love to partner with organizations that employ blind individuals.
Awesome. So you're not only just buying clothes that will make you feel good, you're also giving back to the community that will also make you feel good.
That's the whole goal, and if we're lucky, you're going to look good as well.
That's awesome. So styles, colors, you can customize all of that?
Yeah, we have if you go to twoblindbrothers.com, you'll see we have a absolutely full assortment of anything that you could think of in basically every color of the rainbow, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so the most important part, how can we read the size charts and know what works best with a screen reader?
Our website is absolutely fully accessible for all forms of screen readers. We've partnered with great organizations who have looked in depth to make sure that everything is running A-OK and just as we want it to. But even more interestingly, when you take the experience offline, every Two Blind Brothers shirt on the bottom right hem actually has the color of the shirt in embroidered braille. So when you're going through your closet, you actually have the ability to know what shirt you're wearing without using technology.
Oh, wow. That's a selling point right there. And then in some other part is a machine washable tag that's in jumbo dot braille. No, I'm kidding.
We've actually, which is really interesting, we're trying to partner with an organization now to figure out if there's a way we can put little codes on it, either UPC, RFID, or these little dots that you can tap with your phone and it'll read off all of the wash and care instructions for you, or take a picture and have it all read to you as well.
Oh, yeah. And especially if you maybe have that in your purchase history.
Yeah.
So you could just go back like, oh, I remember buying that shirt in May. You know, I'll go back to it. Oh, there's all the information. Awesome.
Exactly.
You know? Cool. Well, excellent. So what else should people know about your organization and how can they find you?
Well, they can find us by going to twoblindbrothers.com, and we post a lot of our content on Facebook and Instagram at, you know, facebook.com/twoblindbros.
Okay.
Two Blind Brothers was already taken. We were very upset about that. but our organization, you know, Brad and I care so much about the visually impaired community. They have lifted us up. They are the 100% reason we are where we are today. And we are so grateful and thankful to people like you for helping tell our story, helping motivate the community around us, and we love giving back in any way that we can.
So for those who are using a screen reader who might not have changed their adjustment for their verbosity, is the number two or the letters T-W-O?
It's the letters T-W-O. Very good clarification. T-W-O-B-L-I-N-D brothers.com.
Except in the one case where it's B-R-O-S. like Super Mario Brothers. See, right. I know how that works.
Yeah.
See, I'll always roll it back to video games.
Well, Brad and I have to decide which one of us is Mario, which one of us is Luigi.
Oh, I'm going to have to stop the interview right there because, gosh, everyone knows right now listening that I could throw my hat in that particular ring. So. For more information, head on over to blindbargains.com. If you weren't sure, it's always there in the show notes. And also, don't forget to share and pass that around to other people you might know. Send the direct link to this page over to them so they can also find out about Two Blind Brothers or any of the interviews we've done here from NFB or other conventions in the past.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.